Word Radio on demand, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD. Streaming live at wordradio.com.
You're listening to The Source with Andrea Lawful Sanders on Word Radio.
Streaming live on wordradio.com and the Word Radio app.
Mr. Gore, how are you, sir?
Okay, and you?
I am so good. Thank you for your patience.
My pleasure.
I am so intrigued to talk to you.
I've
been on a journey, a health journey, all my life, really. Growing up in Jamaica, we were taught not to take a bunch of medications, right? And mm-hmm. to use what is available to us. But living here in the United States, and a lot of the food that we have to eat is genetically modified, et cetera, et cetera. And so in 2019, I developed diabetes. And had a conversation with my doctor that if she allowed me to, just give me a few months, I would be able to do it without medicine. And I've done it. I've not been on any medication since December of 2019. And I've been managing and my A1C is regular. It's normal, right?
Okay.
I look up the art of healing and I thought, yes, you are exactly what we all need to embrace. It's mind, body, soul. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, please.
I'm trying to figure out if I should start with my own diagnosis or
wherever you want to go.
I'm diagnosed with a rare degenerative infectious disease called, it's from HIV/AIDS, but it's mm-hmm. called PML. It's mm-hmm. a rare disease that usually takes the lives of those who were infected with it in 30 days. But upon the reactions where I was blinded and disabled on the right side and still can't really work the right side as I usually do it, but my sight came back and I essentially changed my mind about I'm not dying. So being in the hospital for like in and out for a year of them trying to get seizure activity under control, in between that, I found using my left hand was another source of taking advantage of responsibility of my own healing. So using that as a recreational creative medium, in addition to traditional medication, which I'm in the hospital, basically giving me Western medication, mm-hmm. Western treatment, I had to embrace something alternative and something naturopathic. So I did have friends bring me up specific herbal concoctions like juices and things like that. But of course, I would study just to make sure that the mm-hmm. herbs and things did not interact with the medication, things like that. I'm blessed to have a homeopathic doctor, an Eastern doctor, herbologists. They're very, very aware of my medical condition, so they will not prescribe anything that will interfere mm-hmm. with how the HIV medication is working in my body. Mm-hmm. So combining all of that, it's just as I do art. It's just the way that I live. So it's like a collage medium, like putting this together, put this piece together to make like a clear image of this beautiful piece of art, I should say. And the piece of art essentially is my art. And the Art of Healing program is the product of me actually teaching the process of what I do. Mm-hmm. So sharing a journey with everyone and using my background as the platform to make people understand that we have to take some sort of responsibility for our own healing. In addition to just listening to, okay, the doctor says, we're talking about the doctor here in Western medicine, but the doctors, it's about treatment here. It's we're talking about healing is where we want to go. So, okay, healing, we might not be healed in terms of seeing a severe handicap or disability like that, we may not be healed from that. Your body may not return mm-hmm. The same momentum or the same movement that it had before, mm-hmm. but healing goes deeper mm-hmm. than just a physical characteristics. So that becomes spiritual, it becomes emotional, it becomes psychological. You know, so that is like a combination. Again, as I'm saying, that's art. It's like if you're mixing paint colors together, you come up with a project, whether it's abstract, you know, rather it's a portrait, you know, rather it's clear landscaping, you can actually see, you know, this is the product that's come about as a result of me using these mediums that I'm confident with using them, and I know what they are because I believe in what they are. So after I became stabilized, I went back to Bartram Village. I grew up in Bartram Village. In the 70s, we moved there. And we lived on Bartram Drive. And that was a stone's throw away from the entrance of Bartram Garden. So we had a lot of activities in the project. It's just that I didn't want to do that. So there was something about the gardens that really attracted me. So there was basically, they, you know, it's like a stone's throw away. They say, you know, you just cross the tracks and a hop, skip, and a jump. Mm-hmm. At that time, Bartram Gardens, which was really interesting, I didn't know the politics that Bartram Gardens was separated from Bartram Village. Mm-hmm. I thought that we were all one. Right. Now, I did notice that there was not a whole bunch of activity in Bartram Gardens, where that was great for me because I feel like it was the whole garden belonged to me. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of old factories and stuff like that back there. And I thought, well, what happened here where this industry kind of changed? Mm-hmm. Then I did some research to see what happened. And then I realized, oh, we moved in here in the 70s. These European people were moving out. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, I'm checking out the political landscape with that at the same time. So, you know, the bottom line is, I said, the gardens are mine. So you guys can play around the projects all you want, but I'm going back here and get this dew on my body, mm-hmm. get inspired by what's happening here, this mm-hmm. fragrance. How do we have this urban structure smack dab in the middle of a city? Mm-hmm. And it's like in a, like an oasis
right.
that's in the city. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm taking advantage of this. And then you have a river yeah. back there. So I'm back there, you know, just fishing.
Wait a minute. You were fishing. All right. So, Mr. Gore, hold on one second. I have to take a quick station break. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to talk to you about what you discovered at Bartram Garden. Because right here in Philadelphia, it's the second largest park system in the country. And mm-hmm. I'm finding that a lot of people don't take advantage of it. We're flying to other places to climb these cliffs and valleys and things that are right here. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, I walk in Wissahickon Park and I go into the riverbed with a group of people and we climb up the trails and we explore. And there's something that it does to our brains. You know, it makes us feel so much better and alive and awake and more appreciative of what's happening around us. Hold on one second, please. I'll be right back, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me just go over here and do this. You are listening to The Source, 96.1 FM, 900 AM, streaming live on wordradio.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at OnWord. 215-634-8065 is the number to call in. We will be right back after these messages. Welcome back to The Source. If you're just joining us, I have on the line with me Mr. Terrence Gore, who is doing a program, a project called Art of Healing.
The 16th, 23rd, and the 30th.
So this is, okay, so you have a thing here. The thing that was sent to me says this. You're talking about the workshops. What's happening on the 30th, sir?
That's the conclusion of.
That's the conclusion. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Got you. So mm-hmm. the workshops are all free. Yes. The sessions are, he's right, Wednesday the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th,
yeah.
from 10 a.m. to noon in the Eastwick Pavilion, a covered outdoor space. Mm-hmm. There will be a reception exhibition of works created during the program on 6:30 from 12 to 2 p.m. after the final workshop. Registrants are encouraged to attend all three workshops, but are also welcome to attend two or just even one. So mm-hmm. there's registration. Tell them what the website is for them to register, please.
You can go to bartramgardens.com.
Okay.
And just look up the Art of Healing.
Okay. It says here Bartram Garden. All right. It's Bartram Garden. I'm looking it up. Bartramsgarden.org. guys, and it hits here. And if you go under Art of Healing, it is right here. Yes, absolutely right here. So while we went to break, Mr. Gore, a friend of mine posted in Facebook, and she said she lived. She said, I grew up 5 minutes from Bartram Village and never visited. So I asked her, I said, what? How? Why? She said, I don't know why. I visited a lot of Philly, but never there. We just never appreciate what's in our backyard, right? Right. So how did you get Bartram Gardens to accept and embrace this project that you're putting together now?
What's really interesting is the Lomé Family Foundation had sponsored two of my Art of Healing workshops that were hosted at the Painted Bride. Mm-hmm. And I had a little breach in between doing the programs because I had another health challenge. Mm-hmm. And once I was stabilized, WRD had they were doing an event in Bartram Garden. And I thought, Bartram Garden, that's my garden, you know. I didn't know that WRD or I didn't know that there was any connection there. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I attended there because the WRD are my people. And so I attended that. The program was phenomenal. And I just thought, well, if they're doing programs like this here, and I watched these other people over there that was doing some kind of farming kind of program, to say, well, who should I speak to to introduce my program and let's see if I could do a program here where I initially wanted to do my program there. And they came over here to meet with me to talk about the program, but they saw my art. And when they saw my art, they see that most of my collection is created from mediums from Bartram Gardens. So they initially wanted to do the exhibition in the house. So COVID came about and put that on pause. And I was gifted by Claire Lomax and University Penn. She's a board of University of Penn Board of Trustees. She gifted me the grant to actually do the Art of Healing program. So, of course, I had already had an Art of Healing program curriculum. And I had chosen a population of seniors because I thought they are probably the most people who were affected or infected with COVID. You know, with the stay-at-home or the isolation piece. So, I mean, what did that really do to those folks and people? I mean, there's an accountable amount of people that were lost, and initially the group were seniors. So that level of fear that was imposed upon their lives, what outlet did they have? What outlet did they have to release that, you know, to create some inspiration where they thought that their friend or their neighbor next door, a family member was just going to die from COVID. So I thought, let me introduce the Art of Healing program to a group of people like that so that they can find another creative medium to express themselves. And not, even if you do a therapeutic approach where you can talk about how you feel about what's going on right now, but do it creatively. Well, you're not sitting up in some formal setting where you're in front of a therapist and I feel like such and such and such. Let me say you draw that out, paint that out, sing that out.
So that's what these that's what these workshops are about.
So the project is actually called journaling. So mechanically, it would look like if you were building a family album. So the materials would be provided for all the individuals, all the participants to actually create a journal. But most of the materials will be organic materials, you know, handmade papers, hemp string, tools to connect it, where you could create your own booklet type of project. If you want to, you could bring images in. You could, you just build it yourself. But I wanted Bartram Gardens to be the backdrop that stimulates everyone. Just the sight, touch, taste, sound, the do of it, just the energy of it, where people can come out, the seniors can come out and they can breathe, they can be relaxed, you know, even with the social distancing order. Okay, we have enough space in the gardens where we don't have to be so concerned about, oh, am I going to get this from being right next to it? Mm-hmm. Even though we had this vaccination thing into mm-hmm. place, we don't know who is vaccinated and who Absolutely. Is not vaccinated. There's no way that the guards can say, well, okay, you can't participate in the program if you're not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was perfect. And I just thought, well, okay, higher power, what are you doing? Because I grew up here. And now I went to that place for healing for me, you know, as an artist, as an individual, as a and here it is, I'm back and I'm teaching now. It's like my life has gone full circle and I'm back there teaching this program to elders. And I remember the oldest person, Mrs. Luke, and she's still alive, 102 years old. Mm-hmm. She's like the president of the project.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us again exactly where it's going to be and how people can register before we say goodbye.
You can register online. Mm-hmm. You can register online. Just fill out all the blanks there. Mm-hmm. And if, in fact, some older people don't necessarily have computers and emails and things like that. Mm-hmm. They could call in to Bartram Gardens. You'll see a number on the app as well. Okay. You could call in because I've been talking with them and we've been keeping up with the numbers because it's only going to be a 25-person capacity.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, it's really for seniors, but...
So when you say senior, what age?
65 and up.
So for the WURD listeners, this is for seniors. This is absolutely free. Registration is required. I don't see a phone number on here for the piece that I do have. I'm just making sure that I have it. 215-729-5281 or reach out info@bartramsgarden.org. The workshops start 10 a.m. to noon. They are June 16th, June 23rd, and June 30th. I just want to make sure that I have all of that properly. And so I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'll be there on the 16th to see what's going on and so that I can come back and report to the seniors here what you're up to. Mr. Gore, thank you so much.
And the 30th, we're doing a reception that starts at 12. So that's going to be live entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's going to be an assembly of the participants' works, so they can actually see themselves as artists, and they're going to be lunchbox meals.
Oh, thank you so much.
And all of that's going to, all those meals, the ingredients are all it's all going to come from the gardens.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful afternoon.
You
and
too.
I'll see you next Wednesday, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
So long.
You've been listening to Word Radio On Demand. Listen live to Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD. Streaming live at wordradio.com.